This report on the Chiefs 2022 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage for your home loan. The Chiefs had a shorter practice today with beautiful weather here in St. Joe. The green dot is a big deal in the NFL. One offensive player, almost always the quarterback, has a green dot on his helmet. That means he's the only offensive player who can take radio communication from the sideline. For fairness, one defensive player also wears a green dot and can receive radio transmission from his defensive coaches on the sideline. It's a big job. In a span of 25 seconds, the green dot must take the information and relay it, verbally or non-verbally, to the rest of his teammates. So who is the Chiefs' defensive green dot player for 2022? Second-year linebacker Nick Bolton from Missouri. And Nick is all about the responsibility.
Oh, yeah, man, it's been exciting. Just kind of get back to where I was in college with never controlling the defense and that aspect of it. But, again, it's still a stepping stone. I still got a long way to go. I'm having fun right now, and I'm enjoying myself, and these guys are giving me confidence every single day, so it's exciting to be here.
My assertion as of now is that the Chiefs could have the biggest surprise in the AFC West this year, their defense, and mainly because of a much more athletic linebacking core. Nick Bolton leads the way, but he has noticed the upgrade in his linebacker room.
We got some youth down there, down the road, me, myself included. Second year, Willie's third year, and then we just got in Leo. Also got some vets in the room we brought in. We got JC, we brought in from Carolina, and also got Elijah Lee coming in from Cleveland. That's where his last was at. So all those guys coming in every single day, pushing each other, communicating with each other, trying to see different things. And so we're coming in, dealing in as a group. We're only getting better. So I'm excited to see what we got as well.
Tomorrow's a day off for the players mandated by the NFL Players Association, but it's not so much for the coaches. They'll be at work, and so will the broadcasters. Reporting from St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.